Yay! I'm so excited to share with you one of my favorite processes in shifting from a negative state to a positive state pretty much instantaneously. The process is called anchoring in NLP and it has completely changed my life. I am able to go from a sad or pissed off state to one of a combination of feeling peaceful, motivated, happy, encouraged, joyous, and energetic. Wouldn't that be something you'd love to do as well? Perfect. Let's get started. Okay, so know that this recording is to share with you the step-by-step process of how to anchor a positive emotion to a part of your body, something that's super easy to access, and you can use it with just about any state that you'd like to experience. If you don't resonate with the states that I have chosen, just learn how to do this process and then come back and use it on yourself in your own way, with the chosen states that you resonate with most, okay? So we're going to anchor five positive emotions to your left ear. Yes, your left ear. To be more specific, the top of your left ear. Ever heard of a cartilage piercing? Ever seen one? Around that area is where we will anchor it during this recording. This is a part of your body that most people don't touch and that you don't touch either unless you wanted to purposely access your left ear, right? So the four states that I have chosen for us today are powerful, confident, joyous, energetic, and loved. Wouldn't it be amazing to feel these four emotions on an instantaneous basis anytime we felt stressed, overwhelmed, burnt out, or even sad and depressed? That's why I love anchoring. It really gets you out of a negative state quickly, especially when you have big things to do building your empire and you just don't have time for negative states. Okay. Let's get started. Make sure you have no distractions around you right now and you have your left ear ready to be accessed. If you don't have your left ear ready, use your right ear or use a part of your body that just like you can't really touch by accident because sometimes we will anchor positive states to a knuckle or to our shoulder, and then these end up being parts of our body that people constantly touch. And if you constantly touch these areas, especially if you're in a negative state, it destroys the anchor. So you want to make sure that you only touch this area of your body when you're ready to access the positive states, okay? All right. So, in this example of the recording, I'm going to keep referring to the left ear, just FYI. So I want you to go back to a time when you felt totally powerful. I want you to go back to a specific time when you felt totally and completely powerful, a time when nothing can hold you back, a time when you stood on your ground and owned your power. Now go back to that time, float down into your body, see what you saw, hear what you heard, feel with what you felt, and really feel fucking powerful right now. Now, as that state peaks and you feel it peak, grab your left ear with enough pressure to where you set the anchor, but not too hard where you hurt yourself. Feel the power, and double the intensity right now. Now, 10 times that intensity. Feels really good, doesn't it? Hold that right there, and right when you feel the intensity come down, let go of your ear. Good. Okay, wipe the screen. Think of something else. Think of your dog, cat, lover, or someone else you love. Focus on how much you love them for a quick second. We want to make sure that we break states in between anchors to make this process as effective as possible. When I tell you to wipe the screen, I mean just that. After the second, third, fourth, and fifth time, just think of something else aside from what I ask you to visualize. Okay. Second state. Now I want you to go back to a time when you felt totally confident. I want you to go back to a specific time when you felt totally and completely confident. A time when you knew exactly what you were doing with certainty and felt confident in yourself and what you were doing. Now go back to that specific time, float down into your body, see what you saw, hear what you heard. Feel what you felt and really feel those feelings of complete and utter confidence right now. Now, as that state peaks, grab your left ear with enough pressure to where you set the anchor, but not too hard to where you hurt yourself. Feel the confidence and double the intensity right now. Good. Now 10 times that intensity. Feels so good, doesn't it? Hold that right there, and right when you feel the intensity, come down, let go of your ear. Remember, it's super important you don't touch your ear when the intensity comes down, as you only want to anchor that state. You want to anchor that peak, okay? Good. Okay, wipe the screen. Think of something else. And now I want you to go back to a time when you felt totally joyous. I want you to go back to a specific time when you felt total and complete joy. A time when you felt so damn happy and joyous, you had zero cares in the world. You were in the moment and you were absolutely enjoying your life to its freaking fullest. Now go back to that time, fold down into your body, see what you saw, hear what you heard, feel what you felt, and really feel the immense joy right now. Now, as that state peaks, grab your left ear with enough pressure to where you set the anchor and feel the joy and double the intensity. Now, 10 times that intensity. Feels so good. Feel that joy. Feel that joy. Oh, it feels so good. Hold that right there. And right when you feel the intensity come down, let go of your ear. Good. Okay, wipe the screen. Think of something else for just a quick second. Think of a burger. Think of your dog. Think of your favorite book. I don't care. If I say think of something else, like anything random that comes to mind. Because we really want to break the states. We don't want to confuse the emotions. Okay, now I want you to go back to a time when you felt totally energetic. I want you to go back to a specific time when you felt totally and completely filled with energy. A time when you had more energy than a five-year-old, more energy than five cups of coffee can give you. A time when you felt unstoppable with limitless energy. Now, go back to that time, that specific time. Float down into your body, see what you saw, hear what you heard, feel what you felt, and really feel fucking energized right now. Like the Energizer Bunny. Now, as that state peaks, grab your left ear with enough pressure to where you set the anchor and feel that energy. And when you start feeling that energy, double the intensity. And when you think it has peaked 10 times that intensity, make it bigger, make it bigger, make it bigger. Feels so, so good. All that energy. Hold that right there. And right when you feel the intensity come down, let go of your ear. Good. Okay, wipe the screen. Think of something else. All right, last state. I want you to go back to a time when you felt totally loved. I want you to go back to a specific time when you felt totally and completely unconditionally loved. A time where you felt safe, a time where you felt secure, a time when you felt completely loved. Puppy love or making love with your partner, it doesn't matter. Pick a time in your life when you felt the most love in your life. Now go back to that time. Float down into your body. See what you saw. Hear what you heard. Feel what you felt and really feel loved right now. Now as that state peaks, grab your left ear and feel the intense love. And when you think it has peaked, I want you to double the intensity. And then 10 times the intensity. You know what? Let's 100 times the intensity of love. Feel the love. Make it bigger. Make it bigger. Make it bright. Make it colorful. Make it so huge that you just cannot contain the love. You can't contain the love. Oh, it feels so good, doesn't it? Hold that right there. And right when you feel the intensity come down, let go of your ear. Good. Now wipe the screen. Think of something else. Okay. Now that you've anchored all five states, really exciting shit, I want you to try something. Okay. Think of something that would normally upset you, normally anger you, or just trigger you. Just for a couple of seconds. Not so long that we put ourselves in that negative state, but I just want you to think of something that where if it would have happened, you would probably feel a negative state. You would go into a negative state. Now, as you think about that specific scenario or event, go ahead and give your left ear a quick squeeze and hold for just a brief second. Now, do you feel your state shifting? Do you feel like all those positive emotions are coming in and pretty much taking over all these other negative states? Yes? Make sure to let go as the states peak so you don't anchor any negative states to it. You want to keep it a clean anchor. Now, how freaking good do you feel right now? This is amazing, isn't it? What would this do for your life? How would this make a difference in your life, your family's life, your business, your career, your health, your wellness? How much more control do you now have over your negative states? So much more, right? Yay, congratulations. You just learned anchoring. Now use a similar process and keep building that ear anchor. We call this a resource anchor in NLP. Keep building positive states to it. Find as many positive states as you possibly can. Choose one per day and just keep building and building and building and building. And one day you'll have like 30 positive states built into this resource anchor and you can access it. And when you do, it is going to be so freaking powerful. And anytime you're not feeling your best, all you got to do is squeeze your left ear. I hope you guys enjoyed this and I hope you enjoyed learning anchoring.